Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A little after 5 o'clock here on this busy Friday. Coming up this hour, we'll make our picks on this weekend's game, specifically the Jets and the Giants. Are we confident? How do we think things play out? We'll get to it. Half past the hour, but right now it is Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. This is a very monumental football Friday on a week 7. Tiki's been doing plenty of pre and post. I moseyed on down to Washington for week 1. Our own Evan Roberts will step foot in an NFL building on Sunday for the first time this year. The Jets season ticket holder finally. That he is. Finally.
Yeah.
Jets and Panthers.
I told you. I made my money off of this Steeler game and the Cowboy game and the Bill game. And here's where the real fans show up. Carolina, let's go.
So now here you are. It's 0-6. So what are the 5 best things Evan will enjoy while attending his first home Jets game of the year? Here we go.
Here we go.
Number 5.
Nobody's sitting in front of him because he does have front row tickets.
Damn right. And by front row tickets, what he means is upstairs front row tickets.
Front row is front row, Evan.
I mean, I have a bar in front of me and then 1,000 feet down. But yes, no one will stand in front of us, which is something I appreciate.
And you're taking your kid, right?
I am taking my oldest son, Jet.
Okay, here we go.
Number 4.
You know, the game's going to stink a quarter in, so he gets to show his son how cool the Carolina Panthers uniforms are. You got that like weird blue, the black. They look very cool.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be a discussion.
Yeah, maybe he'll fall in love with them. All right, here we go.
Number 3.
You may experience either a fake punt or fake kick that leads to absolutely nothing.
It's on the table.
All right, here we go.
Number 2.
The pregame activities at American Dream, perhaps. That's a fun day.
That is absolutely true.
All right, and last but not least.
Number 1.
I figure this game ends 4:30. The number one best thing Evan will enjoy attending his first home Jets game of the year is getting to listen to Bob Pop and Carl Banks call a Giants win on the ride home, and if traffic permits, Tiki's postgame show.
Nice.
I haven't decided if I'm going to do that yet. So, because I'm debating.
Oh, you don't want to know what happens.
Yeah, I'm debating going home. Figure I get home 5:30, 6 o'clock. Who knows about traffic?
Uh-huh.
And then starting the Giants game on DVR. So it's new to me. So I don't have any spoilers. If I listen to Bob and Carl, and I love those guys, and I hope they don't take offense to this, or you for that matter, then I'm listening to the game and then watching it as opposed to watching the entire thing. So I haven't decided how I'm going to handle this yet.
How do you not look at your phone at all?
If
so
I don't.
Score updates and everything like that? So you won't know what happening at all?
Tiki, every night I go home during, forget baseball, it's over, during the basketball season. I will not check my phone because I will watch every second of the Nets and the Knicks. I don't want to miss anything, even the first quarter when
you're
it's 12-7.
Not curious, no. Even a little bit?
Well, I'm curious, but I want to watch it.
Like, what's going on?
I want to watch it.
Can I ask, I've never asked this question. Do you have the discipline not to look at your phone, or are you a big airplane mode guy?
A discipline to not look at my phone.
Interesting.
Very
okay.
easy. Now, I think like most Americans, I have an urge to look at my phone. When I know I'm DVRing a game and I have that in me that I do not want it to be spoiled, then it's pretty easy. Because then it's like, I don't want to be spoiled. Why would I look at my phone?
Do you mute the entire text messages or you just literally don't look at the phone?
I actually don't have messages ever on my phone. The only time I can check text messages is if I click on the message button.
Okay, so that's your
app. I never get updates on anything. The only one who can call me or text me where it pops up is my wife, because I figure that's an emergency.
Sure. Okay,
but you, I'll never see it. Tiki, I'll never see it until I want to.
Yeah. You answer texts, though, when you are active very quickly for somebody that doesn't have them on their phone.
What do you mean?
Like last time when I texted you and Sal, it was pretty quick that you answered.
Well, if you really want to break it down. So I have multiple iPads, and one of them was open with my text chats already active.
Gotcha.
So I was talking to numerous people about various things, specifically Hoffman about, do you want to do a Rico tonight?
Oh, God.
Then I had some strong opinions about the baseball and the football games.
I'm a loser.
A lot going on.
Also, as long as we're here, roundtable, little birdie tells me, Pete Hoffman has one night before a football game in Denver, Colorado, where he can just kind of hang out, work the next day.
Huh.
And
so he's going tonight?
No, I think it's
He's going tomorrow.
And I was informed that Pete's night in Denver, Evan is making him not two, but three Rico Bronya podcasts.
I'm a loser.
His hotel room.
Hold on. That is described in such an inaccurate way.
And Denver's such a fun place.
Right. You got one night away from your family in Denver. You can't go out and have a good time. He's got to make you talk Mets off season for three podcasts that Thanksgiving's covered?
That's bad.
None of that's true, by the way.
He's not working. He's not doing any.
Oh, no. We're doing Rico's. No. But it's his idea.
I'll stop.
He knows I got a lot of downtime Saturday night, because he was excited when I was available. He's like, are you available Saturday? And I was like, yeah, probably once I get the kids.
He's going to cancel on you.
By the way, if he does, God bless him. He can cancel on me as much as he wants.
Because Denver's fun.
Well, I've gotten stories from Hoff. Like, we've done 2 a.m. Ricos because he's, you know, too busy somewhere else.
Right. Denver's fun.
But it being portrayed as I am, like, keeping him in his hotel room.
He complained. He's the one who complained. He goes, Evan won't even let me have a night
in
Denver.
That was his idea.
That's not what he said, dude.
Well, then he's lying to you.
All right. Well, enjoy those Ricos.
I was willing to do it tonight. I said, we'll do it tonight. Even while he's on the air, he can hit record because he does the overnight tonight.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? Saturday's better. I said, okay, whatever you want. Don't shake your head, Tiki.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, especially Evan not making you work. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
Did you watch the mayoral debate last night?
I did not.
So I consumed every second of it, besides thinking our city is screwed. There were a couple of observations I had, including so many issues with the last question. And I'm not even making this up.
What was the last question?
Ladies and gentlemen, here was the last question of last night's mayoral debate.
In a dream scenario, we know it's not possible, but the Mets are playing Game 7 of the World Series on the same night as the Knicks are playing Game 7 of the NBA Championship, and you can only go to one. Which one will it be?
Okay. Where do we attack this?
Okay, who asked this question?
One of the five moderators.
Okay. Did they not know the seasons, how the seasons work?
Well, he did say, even though this could not happen.
Okay, at least he qualified it.
So many issues. First of all, like you said, it can't happen, so why are we asking it? Number two, the Mets versus the Knicks. Like, of all the comps you could have done, I was surprised by that. And the third one is, if you're going to ask a sports question, let me lay it out. It's pretty simple. Mayor Koch made it very clear that the Giants and the Jets play in New Jersey, and we will not have a parade for them if they win a championship. There wasn't one. Mayor Bloomberg had a very different opinion when the Giants won their Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Where do you stand on having a championship parade for a New Jersey football team? That's the question. Put them on the record.
That's easy.
Why is it easy?
Because it's the Canyon Heroes.
No, but you understand that one mayor said no to it, other mayor said yes?
Yes.
Well, I don't know their opinions on this.
Why would you deny that? There's so many fans.
They do not play in New York City.
So many of their fans that are New Yorkers.
Tiki, okay. Now you're attacking
and
me. It's a question. You don't think that's a good question?
I mean, it's kind of an interesting question, but I think the answer is too easy.
Do you think it's a better question than, it's Game 7 of the World Series, and
no,
it's Game 7.
But I think it's too easy of an answer. Who's going to say, go parade around Newark? You know what I mean?
I could have seen Mondami saying that.
No, stop.
I could have seen Cuomo saying that. Nah, Cuomo wouldn't have said that.
No, he wouldn't have.
Curtis is a good New Yorker. He would have said, hell no. Mm. They left the, and he's old. They left the city. Screw them.
They never were in the city.
Yes, they did. They played in the Bronx and Queens and Manhattan. Yeah, okay. The Giants played at the Polo Grounds, Manhattan, Yankee Stadium, the Bronx. The Mets played in Queens. I bet you Curtis Lewa would have been.
No, he wouldn't have.
He would have said, screw him. I went to Shea Stadium. Would have told the whole story how I went to Shea Stadium as a kid.
But why would you do that? Because then now every Giant fan in New York is not going to vote for you simply because when the Giants win another championship, they're not going to see a parade.
That's a good point. I think you had me on that one.
It's an easy question. An easy answer.
Would you guys like to hear the answer?
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sir, that our mayoral candidates had to this question?
Yes.
Let us start it off with Curtis Lewa.
Again, which baseball team?
This is the Mets, Game 7, Knicks, Game 7. Even.
I'm not going to the Mets game. I'm a Yankee fan. True baseball fans either like one or the other. I'm going to the Knicks game. That's my team, the Knicks.
First of all, he nailed it. And I'm a Mets fan. That's a real New Yorker.
Yeah.
I mean, you could not have answered.
Not waffling.
There was no. He said, let me just clarify. You said the Mets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoever else other. I'm a Yankee fan.
So I think we'll give Curtis like a 10 out of 10 on that.
Yeah, that was solid.
Look, I always said this about Rudy back in the day. Rudy Giuliani. I just call him Rudy because, you know, we met each other once.
Was he rude to you?
No, he was actually very nice. We had a good conversation.
His name isn't appropriate.
I gave him political advice.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I swear to God. I can't even repeat it on the air because it's like an issue that people probably don't want to talk about.
Right.
But I was talking about how he could never get the Republican nomination with some of the opinions that he has. Mm. And he was very honest. He's like, but Evan, this is how I feel. And I said, well, God bless you.
All right.
But you're never going to become a president.
Switch parties.
Well, I think it's too late for that. Maybe when we had this conversation, it would have worked. So let's hear the other guys. Who are the other guys again? Oh, yeah. Mamdani and Cuomo.
Mamdani. Yes.
I apologize.
I'm going to go half and half. I can make it back and forth.
All right. And Mr. Mamdani?
This is what New Yorkers are sick of. Just pick a team.
What's your answer?
I'd be there for the Knicks.
Okay. I mean, again, one guy screwed it up and the other guy just got it right. Mm. Cuomo embarrassed himself.
I'd go back and back, half and half.
And he got called called out for it. Mondani nailed it. He's like, oh, typical politician. Right. He didn't even hesitate. He's like, the Knicks. And you know what I really want to know? We got Curtis Lewa's answer.
That means none of them are Met fans.
Cuomo's a Met fan. He's just a political hack.
Is he a Met fan?
Yes. My understanding is Andrew Cuomo's a Met fan. You guys can Google that. My understanding is Cuomo is a Met fan.
I'm sure he was heartbroken on the final Sunday of the year.
I didn't say he was. I didn't say he listens to the Rico every week.
He does.
You imagine that? I don't know what his like diehardness is, but if you Google it, he is a Met fan. That's my understanding. The other guy, I don't want to mispronounce his
Mondani.
Mondani. I don't know. He could just be more of a basketball fan.
Right.
But here's the real question, because I know what you're thinking. What does Tommy say? So Tommy.
It's really only pertinent to Tommy.
Most people listening think you're most qualified to be mayor of New York City at this point. And you live in New York City. So you know what? You are qualified. How would you answer that hypothetical question laid out at the New York City mayoral debate?
I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't, as you know, as being a Met and Knicks fan.
Pick one.
I will pick one. The Mets.
Wow.
I would pick the Mets.
Wow.
Why?
I mean, they are my number one team. So that for that, I would pick them.
Wow.
That's the reason. Mm. I mean, it's a hypothetical, obviously. It sucks. I would try to... You know, it's when I heard the first question, I was like, oh, maybe I could say both. And then Cuomo said both. I was like, oh, that's a terrible answer. You know, go to like half of one and half the other. No, I would pick the Mets. It's an impossible answer, but I would go Mets.
The other person I want to ask about this is actually Sean, since he doesn't like either team. Mm-hmm. So I'm also curious as the opposing person.
Okay, now what is the question again?
Can you replay the question? This is from last night's New York City mayoral debate, which I literally watched all 2 hours of. I have so many strong opinions on it, but I probably shouldn't give them. Other than I was wildly entertained and glad I don't live in New York City anymore.
In a dream scenario, we know it's not possible, but the Mets are playing Game 7 of the World Series on the same night as the Knicks are playing Game 7 of the NBA Championship, and you can only go to one. Which one will it be?
So you're the mayor, Sean. Game 7 Mets World Series, Game 7 Knicks NBA Finals.
I'm going NBA Finals games over quicker.
Oh, there you go. That's a good answer. All right. Thank you, Sean.
Only given two hours, 20 minutes of my time.
Yeah. And it's probably very cold. At City.
That's true.
Good point, too. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay, now you tough guy. Jets in the Super Bowl, Mets Game 7 of the World Series. Which one are you going to?
Oh, so it's Game 7 versus a Jets Super Bowl. The Mets Game 7. I think it's the first love. So if everything is equal, I think you go with that. Otherwise, you're picking the moment based on what's bigger and what's more necessary. So, like, I'm going to pick a football Sunday over a September Met game most of the time.
Right. But also, the football Sunday, you're likely traveling somewhere.
Right. That's true.
And that's a pain in the butt.
That is, yeah.
So if you say Super Bowl Sunday, then that's at least 3 days.
That is. It's a trip. Now I got to go somewhere else.
Now you just hope that the Game 7... that you have home field advantage.
Who wrote that dumb question? What a stupid
ass
question.
So many caveats to it, because I would be asking, if I was one of the mayoral candidates, I would have said, am I sitting behind home plate?
Where are my
or
seats?
Am I sitting in a box?
The question...
What is my egress and ingress?
The question that they asked that I was yelling at was...
Do I have security?
I had a very good seat for the game.
What are the questions they asked?
Beverage is free.
I mean, you're the mayor, so I assume. They asked right before this, what parade would you not go to in New York City? Like, what parade would you refuse to march in? And I had an answer all queued up. I was screaming at the TV. I was like, the Knicks championship parade! I refuse! I wouldn't even have it! I'd shut it down!
Actually answer that question?
God, it was such a stupid question. Again, I didn't pay. By this point in the debate, Teak, I was so done with all three of these guys that I don't even remember.
That one's such an easy one. I'd refuse to go to the Thanksgiving Day one. You got to wake up too early and your day's ruined.
That's true.
That's a good one.
And it's just a TV show.
Yeah.
It's not really for us. It's for everybody on TV. Yeah.
You miss kickoff of the Lions game. Mm-hmm. You're starving. No way.
You've never done that?
That's a solid one.
Have I ever done that?
Thanksgiving Day Parade.
No. Thanksgiving Day Parade, Times Square. Not me.
When I was, and I'm going to guess I was like 5 years old, because I don't have that many memories of being five, six. It's all blurry for a lot of us. But I'll never forget this. My dad, who's a CPA, had a client, and that client had their office building on the route of the Thanksgiving Day Parade. And me, my sister, my mom and dad, and my cousins, I guess, all went. And we went to the Thanksgiving Day parade inside looking out a window. And I remember being like, this is awesome. That's far different than what you just described, though.
Yeah. Dude, I was invited with VIP tent access. And I was like, no, I'm not going.
Yeah.
No. Wait,
I got you.
What's to do that?
It's a pain in the ass. Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Chris in Staten Island. What's up, Chris?
What's up, fellas? Tiki, I had a question for you, and then if you guys want to answer the next question together. Did you play with the hefty lefty Jared Lorenzen?
He was
in your final season?
My last year he was there, but he did not play. He only played in a couple of games, I think, but it was in 07. He didn't play in my year. So
gotcha.
He was on the team. I don't remember if I mean I had to have caught some passes from him at some point.
They also used to run plays where they took Eli off the field and he would do like the original tush push.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Second question would be, if the Jets, being the poverty franchise that they are, and I love them still, do you think that they ever move Garrett Wilson? Because he's every year is showing more and more like visible disgust and disdain with like the lack of production and winning.
I think that after last week, after the disgust that he showed, specifically on the decision at the end of the first half, I was worried. I even said, boy, this guy one day is just going to walk in and say, get me the hell out of here.
Right.
He just signed an extension, so he signed. You don't have to worry about new contracts. And I think for now, there should be no interest in trading him unless you're completely blown away with some kind of crazy offer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we're sitting here 3 years from now and the team is still a disaster, you can't rule it out. But I think for now and for next offseason, you're going to draft a young quarterback, and you're going to want to give that young quarterback as many weapons as possible. And Garrett Wilson's a pretty good weapon to have.
Right. That's the philosophy. You're seeing this with some, like Minnesota did this with J.J. McCarthy.
Yep.
You draft a kid because you know when he gets healthy, if he gets back on the field, that he's got two really good receivers that can help him be great. So that's a challenge, though, because now if the receiver is disgruntled because the kid doesn't get it, it creates some friction.
Yeah.
And so I think we're seeing that with maybe the Eagles in a little way. Not that Jalen Hurts is young, but he's not getting the ball to his wide receivers.
Long-term prediction. Does Garrett Wilson finish his career as a New York Jet?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say no.
Yeah. I think they figure it out at quarterback.
I hope the answer is yes, but I feel like he'll be here next year. They'll draft a quarterback. It'll be a disaster. And at some point, they're going to move on, and he'll go win a Super Bowl somewhere else. I hate to say it. I really want to be wrong, but it feels that way. Al is in Old Wick, New Jersey. What's up, Al?
I'm of the belief that Aaron Glenn is nothing more than a sacrificial lamb. The GM and the offensive coordinator were college quarterback buddies at San Diego State. Guaranteed. Now, I know he played, he was quality control, whatever, Detroit, he came with Glenn. But if you look through the research, you'll see that that's correct. And Glenn, I don't understand whole entirely because he couldn't have a good interview. Because based on what he says and what he does.
Oh, I disagree. I think he probably killed in the interview.
Yeah.
I think he's a very convincing guy.
Glenn.
He's a great orator.
No, Aaron Glenn?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he can talk the talk. What he's having trouble with is talking the failure.
Yes. That's a great way to look at it.
And so that matters. Because how you explain what's happening matters. And you can't be dismissive about it.
100%. Would this be a scandal? So last night, when asked at the mayoral debate, what would you do, hypothetical, Game 7 Mets World Series, Game 7 Knicks NBA Finals, one of our loyal listeners, Lorenzo, writes in, it's a great idea, but tell me if this would be a scandal if one of the candidates said, I would order some sort of emergency construction at Madison Square Garden to force the game to be moved to an earlier start time so that all New Yorkers could actually benefit on watching both.
Mm.
That's a great answer, except you're ordering construction. Like, what are you doing to, like, force it?
Well, why would you order construction? Couldn't you just influence the league?
Yeah, you just tell Adam Silver, we're the boss now, okay? Who's your daddy? I am. Game cannot. We're creating a curfew in the island of Manhattan.
You're right.
So, sorry, game needs to be at 12.
Right. I think there are easier ways than creating a scandal.
That's true.
A construction scandal.
Yeah. That would have been the answer if I'm one of the candidates.
Uh-huh.
I would have just ordered Right. Like, sorry. Right. We're not legally allowing you to play the game.
Right, because then they didn't think of anybody. But if this scenario actually somehow did exist, think about how many New Yorkers would be affected by this.
True.
Like, you brought me into this. Like, I would, it crushed me to say the Mets because I'd want to be at the Garden. So, like, that would suck.
And that's how you spin it. You say, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing this for all New Yorkers.
This is a mayoral executive order. Games cannot be played at the Garden until the baseball game is over.
Also, one last thing, and this is for Tommy. I mean, it's for Tommy, but it's for Tiki.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that them bringing up the Mets in a Game 7 instead of the Yankees shows you that the Mets are big brother?
No, they know the Yankees would be done in 4.
Good one.
Good one. I mean, touche, sir.
Nicely done.
Nicely done. There is baseball tonight. No, this is a tough one to get into because the Dodgers feel inevitable. They currently lead 3-0 on Milwaukee, so they're a win away from advancing to the World Series on a sweep. The ALCS has gotten incredibly interesting after Max Scherzer almost physically assaulted John Schneider last night. And they're looking to take it back to Toronto up 3-2 after losing the first two at home. So it's been a complete road series that has evened up the ALCS. That game is the early games. It actually starts in about 35 minutes. And then the nightcap is Dodgers-Brewers, which I got to tell you, I've lost interest. I do not care. The Dodgers are so much better. They're up 3-0. I hope they actually...
Oh, wait, and guess what?
What?
Shohei Ohtani's pitching tonight.
That's right.
I mean...
You know who's pitching for the Brewers?
Bullpen?
Jose Quintana.
Oh, really?
Former Met.
Oh, God, it's over.
Yeah, I hope it's over because, and Met fans certainly remember this, there is a history of a team having too much time before the World Series starts. And so if the Dodgers win tonight, they're going to go a full week without playing again. And this Toronto-Seattle series obviously is at least going to go to Sunday with a game 6. Mm-hmm. So there is a disadvantage at having to sit for a long time.
If it ends on Sunday, game 1 will be what?
I don't think they move it up anymore. I think they're going to wait till next Friday.
Wow. Yeah.
So there'll be a long layoff. It is what it is. Let's make our football picks, and they're presented by the Cash App. Last night, we all lost except for Sean Morash. He was the one person to pick the Bengals. So currently, Tiki Barber, 20-14. Tommy, 17-17. I am 15-18-1 and struggling. And Sean's only a half game behind me. I could be in last place by the end of the weekend. He is 15-19. Our picks are presented by the Cash App. Tiki Barber, as the first place member, why don't you lead it off with your 3 NFL picks?
I will. Now, Tommy or Sean, check me on these lines. If I'm wrong, then you can correct them real quick. My pick is going to stay the same regardless. But the first game, the Jacksonville Jaguars have been very interesting this year. You were just mentioning the Trevor Lawrence thing. Like, who is he and what the hell is going on with his career? Well, he's playing pretty good right now. A lot of it is because their run game has been pretty dominant with Travis Etienne. But they're also just very consistent. I got to give Liam Cohen some credit. We were trying to clown him after his first couple of weeks as the head coach down there. But he's put together a program. I like them. They're getting 3 points, correct?
3 points in London.
3 points in London against the Rams. Rams are very good, but Puka Nacua is banged up right now. Matt Stafford is getting a little bit aged. It's hard to travel all the way from L.A., even though they practice in Camden Yards, and then go to London. So I like the Jaguars plus 3. Game 2. I'll get to the Jets last. The Packers are at Arizona. I can't figure out the Cardinals. Some weeks I think they're really good. I think that Marvin Harrison Jr., who has a concussion right now, or is in concussion protocol, he may clear it, potentially not. And Kyler Murray should have one of the great combinations of football, but it doesn't always exist. Their running back, Connor's done for the year, and I don't trust that they can score the points. And even when they play well, like they did against Tennessee, something always seems to screw it up. So I like the Packers here, who have one of the best receiving cores in football, and Jordan Love is one of the young, developing, really good quarterbacks in the league. Give me the Packers laying 6.5 on the road against the Arizona Cardinals. And then lastly, the Jets hosting the Carolina Panthers. I actually feel less optimistic about the Panthers without Rico Dowdle getting all of the touches. Chuba Hubbard is coming back, and I think he's inferior to Dowdle. We'll see how much he plays. But, I mean, I said this the last time. I lost the wager, but they lost the game. I can't say that the Jets have a chance until the Jets prove to me that they're a better team than what I've seen. So give me the Panthers. It's only a point and a half at home with the Jets. They're simply the better team right now.
Game number one for me, I have to make a decision on the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know what to do. Are they 2 years ago, the team that crumbled at the end of last 2023, got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs? Are they a really good, talented team that's just going through it right now and they're going to fix themselves? Mm-hmm. And I lean towards they're going to fix themselves.
Right.
They really are.
They're well coached.
They're well coached, except you know their play calling is a little iffy on offense.
Well, they miss Kellen Moore.
But they've got the talent. And you know what they have going for them on Sunday? The Carson Wentz factor. Now, Carson Wentz has only faced his former team one time, and it did not go well for him. And I fully expect the same kind of havoc to take place. So give me the Eagles in game number one, laying a point and a half against the Vikings. Game number two, let's get to the main event of the weekend, the Giants against the Broncos. This is the week we find out how good this cute little story is. Because the Denver Bronco defense, and we saw a glimpse of it against the Jets, a little glimpse, but the reality is this is an elite-level defense. They've got 12 different guys that have taken part in a sack this year. This is a big-time defense. And the New York Giants are out to prove, are they a big-time team? Or just a, you know, cute little story? My gut tells me they're going to get exposed on Sunday. My gut tells me this is going to be a baptism for Jackson Dart, like the bad one, where it's like he's learning about life in the NFL. All the trash talk doesn't mean a damn thing. I just think this is going to be too much for this offense to overcome. And I think the Broncos are going to beat him going away. It's a big number, but I'm thinking to myself, how does this play out? I think it plays out 24-6. So give me the Denver Broncos in game number two, laying the seven against the what feels to be overrated New York Football Giants. And if I'm wrong, you won't just get a humble 11 on Monday. You'll get an Evan who's on the train with you guys. Like, I'll jump right in, Sean. I'll be in the caboose. Like, let's go.
Get the caboose.
Your Giants, my Giants.
Our Giants.
Our Giants. Game number three, the Jet game. I'm going to be in the building. And the last time I was in the building with my son Jet, it was 15 degrees outside, and Aaron Rodgers threw a touchdown pass. In fact, he threw a few of them. And the Jets beat the Dolphins on that cold day. So our track record is...
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A one-game winning streak.
Okay.
I wrestle between two thoughts. Thought number one is the Jets are going to win a game or two. Like, they're going to find a way to accidentally win some games. And when you look at your schedule and you say, well, where are they coming from? This totally makes sense, like a game they find a way to win. It just does. But then the other side of me tells me Garrett Wilson ain't playing. Who the hell is Justin Fields throwing the ball to? And is Justin Fields going to be aggressive just because he says he's going to be aggressive? And is that aggressiveness going to lead to two or three turnovers? And the answer is probably. So who am I kidding? Give me the Panthers laying a point and a half. I hope I'm wrong. But how the hell could I sit here and tell you differently until it's proven? So give me the Eagles laying a point and a half. The Broncos laying the full seven against the Giants, where they will go boots to ass or belt to ass.
Belt to ass.
BTA.
I think it was the Rocks line when he said boots to ass. And then finally, the Carolina Panthers laying a point and a half. Sean Morashko.
No Brock Bowers on Sunday again. Jacoby Myers is questionable. Here comes Rashee Rice back for the Kansas City Chiefs. Blowout in the making. So give me the Raiders plus 12.5 because Kansas City never figures out a way to blow out these teams. That's my non-local game number one. Too many points. As far as Evans' game, I'm done getting burned picking the Jets. Last week, I didn't think that they would cover. They covered. Now it's a point and a half. It's only a pick 'em. Carolina's different at home, but what the hell does that matter on Sunday? I'm taking the Panthers, and if I lose, I lose. The Jets have no business winning this game. Carolina minus a point and a half. Now the main event. Nick Bonito is not going to be the best pass rusher on the field Sunday. Brian Burns is going to have his spider webs out, although Denver doesn't give up that many sacks. Bo Nix struggles to get the ball down the field. Hard to expose a Giants secondary if you can't do that. This is a real muck-it-up game. And Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo are too young and stupid to realize they shouldn't be in this game. Which is exactly why they'll eat humble pie. Give me the Broncos laying 7 in this game to cover.
What? Wow.
That was actually very well played, by the way.
He fooled me.
He fooled me, too.
Tommy Lugauer.
Okay, game number one for me is a game we have talked about at length today. The Lefty Bowl in Cleveland. I love the Browns in this game. I think they're going to run all over the Dolphins. That defense is going to eat Tua for lunch. Cleveland, bad weather. I don't care about Dylan Gabriel. I'm going to lay the 2.5. I think this is a ugly but a rout for the Browns. Game number one for me, Cleveland laying the 2.5. As you know, Evan, as you know, Tiki, as you know, Sean, I'm the only person on this show that is undefeated picking Jet games this year. That being said, I'm very torn on this game.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a few things certain in life. Death, taxes, and when Evan and Beningo go to a Jet game, they lose. Evan's going to the game. I'm not sure what to think of young Jet Roberts. Could he be Luke Skywalker? Could he turn things around for the Jets? He's at this game. This feels like the game the Jets win. I don't think they've ever started 0-7 in the history of their franchise. You could fact check me on that.
Incorrect.
Okay. It feels like they've never started 0-7.
2020. Didn't they start the year like 0-7?
Yeah, it was
God
bad.
Knows what?
It feels like in the last 4 years they've not started 0-7. You could fact check me on that.
They almost went winless.
Yes. Wow. They didn't win until like 4 weeks were left in the year.
Bottom line is they stink. It's very ugly. If they're going to win a game, it's this one. But I'm with you guys. I can't put my faith in this head coach specifically and this quarterback until I see it. You got to prove it to me. So even though Carolina stinks on the road, I'm going to take the Panthers laying a point and a half. Now, game number three.
By the way, 2020, 0-13.
Yeah. Until they beat the Rams.
And then they won another game. They ended up finishing with two wins.
Browns. They beat the Browns.
Yep.
Game number three. This is a tough spot for the Giants. Very tough. And what I would tell people is don't fall into the trap of worrying about what the Broncos did last week. That's a preseason game, essentially, in London. It's a week-to-week league. I don't care what their offense did. I still believe in their, essentially, Hall of Fame coach, Bo Nix. They have some receivers. They got a good running game, and their defense is nasty. I think it's going to be ugly as far as low scoring. But I think the Giants find a way to keep it close and maybe, just maybe, pull it off. I'm not going to go that far, but I think they stay within the number and they cover the 7. Give me the Giants, not to win outright, but to cover the 7. That's game number 3. I'm also taking the Panthers, and I'm taking Cleveland, my 3 picks.
So here's what I know. Everyone's picking against the Jets, rightfully so. I think the Jets need to prove it. And even the Giant fans really don't believe. Sean laying the points, and Tommy's saying, yeah, I'll take the points, but I don't think they're going to win.
It's a tough grind out there. Just is.
You're an interesting fellow because I get it. You do the pre and post. That's why you don't pick the Giant games. But it is written all over your face. And the way you've described things this week, that you think the Giants are about to get their ass kicked. That's how I take.
I am optimistic that the Giants will play good football. I'm just telling you, it's challenging out there. Most importantly, because this defense is unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's not a weakness. I'm trying to think of one. Maybe Riley Moss, because he's a second year?
I think it's a third year.
Second, third year player that is not as good as Pat Surtain, but he's still damn good. They don't make mistakes. They're everywhere all the time.
And I think in a weird way, their ugliness against the Jets last week probably is not a good thing. Like, people say it like, oh, yeah, right. They look beatable.
Right.
I think a good team playing a really bad game probably leads to a much better performance the following
week.
It's
different than when I watch the Eagles. And I came in here and said, dude, this team is flawed.
Right, right.
Like, they're winning games, but they're flawed. You can see the path to beating them. You can see the path to making some plays on them. I don't see that with the Broncos unless they self-implode at home and Bo Nix just plays a terrible game, gets sacked 6 times, and throws a couple interceptions. Like, that's how the Giants win. This is a challenge.
No doubt. That Giants Clean Crisp breakdown sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Joe is in Oceanside. What's up, Joe?
Hello. I want to talk about the Giant game against Kansas City. Robinson caught the ball and he was on the 1 yard line, why didn't they put the best offensive tackle in the world in the game for 3 plays?
That's a great question. So those were the plays where they sat Andrew Thomas. Remember, that was the game where Andrew was making his return, and the Giants ended up playing him only half the snaps. And my answer to that, Teague, you probably know better than me, my assumption is they had predetermined that he was only going to play half the game.
It was in stone. It was pitch count. It is what it is. So
some may say it came from upstairs. It was an order of the general manager and the coach.
I'm telling you, and I don't know this for sure, but I know that John Mara was making the decisions that Andrew Thomas was not going to play in that game.
Uh-oh. Now Tiki's going to get a phone call the way Jeter got a phone call from Cashman.
That was all fictitious, people.
Yes. Oh, we need to explain this.
Yes.
He was mocking Cashman, who was on with us yesterday, who was asked about the Jeter A-Rod accusations and considering Boone doesn't make any decisions. Mm-hmm. And
that all the decisions come from upstairs.
Right. Yeah. So that
from
was
the general manager, not from Aaron Boone.
That was
protecting Aaron Boone.
That was not really Tiki saying that John Mara's calling plays before anyone starts to. Don't do that on Talking Giants, Sean. Don't make that the lead story.
I won't do that.
You know what Tiki said today?
He said that Mara's calling the plays. That's why Thomas wasn't in there. Jody is in Warren, New Jersey. What's shaking, Jody?
Hey, what's up, Jody?
Hey, man. It's unsigned Mitch Bible Jody, by the way. Don't you guys think I want the Jets to win? I don't really care about the first round pick. It's always a crapshoot anyway.
Yes.
And I hate the pressure of have the first pick.
I agree with you, Jody.
You know, wasn't Zach Wilson highly touted? Obviously, it was an error in hindsight, but he was the guy. No, or I mean, everybody would say pick.
No, it was.
Am I wrong in saying that?
You're wrong and you're right. Like, in that draft, it was Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. And if the Jets had not won a game and they finished with the number one overall pick, which was the hope, they were going to draft Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. Zach Wilson was their guy at number two. They preferred him over Justin Fields. They preferred him over Mac Jones, if mm-hmm. memory serves correct. Yep. Like, yes, they preferred him over the other options, but Lawrence was their favorite. There are two things about tanking that I don't believe in. Number one, and you've said this, and you've experienced it, I just think it matters to have players experience some level of winning.
100%. Especially if they're young. Because you don't want the stench of a winless or just a barely winning season to feel like it's normal.
I also think it helps to win games. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll tell you something on a baseball level that's bothered me. Along with the Met collapse, that Nolan McClain didn't get a chance to start a playoff game. Mm. I think that would have benefited him.
Yeah, good experience for him. Would have been.
Whether they got bombed and swept, right. It doesn't even matter. Like, that's why when people said, what does it matter if they make the playoffs? I think that experience would have mattered. I think Cam Schiller's experience matters greatly. So, number one, I think the experience matters. Number two, this coach and this unit, this coaching staff, they need to prove they know what the hell they're doing. They can't go 0-17 and have us say, gee golly, everything's fine. The only time, Tiki, I ever literally sit there and think, hey, I don't mind if they lose, is when you're in the last week or two of the season. Right. We get to the very end, and we know the specific draft order, and the season is clearly lost, and the story has been written. It doesn't matter. Like that Dolphin game that I sat at in 20-degree weather last year mm-hmm. with Jet, the last Jet game I was at, if they would have lost the game.
Right, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
In fact, they wouldn't have played the Cowboys in week number five. You know who they would have played?
Who?
The Giants.
Wow.
Oh, that's right, because it's not scheduled strength of finish any longer.
It is for that extra game.
Yes.
It is the division
yeah.
and the standing spot you fit in.
Right.
So while I was sitting at MetLife on that cold day, I remember saying to Jet, so if we lose this game, we play the Giants. And if we win, we play the Cowboys.
Giants got a Monday night versus New England instead.
That's right.
Man, so, we would have rather that. Damn it.
I know.
You would have rather the Jets.
Yes.
100%. Of course. Of course.
But then again, we didn't know what was happening in New England. Like, I didn't feel that the New England was going to be this good.
They did. Those two yeah. were spouting yeah. about that for months.
Like May and like the head coach. It's a big combo to have, quarterback
Well,
coach.
Once they got Vrabel, you knew it was turning.
Yeah.
But the other point that Jody makes, and it's so true, it's so difficult to get crazy about draft picks when we're going to sit here in March debating who mm-hmm. they should pick. And the Giants are a great example of this. Like, you drafted a quarterback in the 20s.
Yeah.
And you love him. So you don't have to pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You just got to love the kid.
You got to love the kid and get the
from
kid.
From a coaching standpoint, yeah. you have to love the kid. And who is that next year? I like the kid, John Mateer from Oklahoma.
Right.
But it looks like this kid, Mendoza, Fernando Mendoza, who almost went to Yale.
Yeah, smart
He's
guy.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
He's, I don't know, I read his GPA in high school. It's like over 5.
I didn't know that was possible.
AP courses.
So that's how you get over a 5?
Yeah, he must have taken all advanced placement courses.
Is that a good thing? Do you want your quarterback to be just a little bit stupid? Like a little bit, just like a tiny bit. Not too stupid, yeah, but maybe. A little bit stupid.
Right, you want your quarterback to have a little bit of hood in him. Not yeah. a lot, just enough.
I don't know.
Just enough to relate to everybody.
The smart thing is kind of scaring me, actually. he may be too smart.
Right.
Especially if you're going to quarterback the Jets, you need a level of dumbness.
All right. Thank you, SNY, for joining us as always. Have a fantastic weekend. Baseball night in New York coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealer.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.